Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello.
Tony over here. I'm Ryan, and we are calling Megan, or would it be Megan? Because it's in Iowa.
Megan, I think.
All right, let's go with Megan.
We always get it wrong, though. We always back in the wrong one.
I've backed in your wrong one. Gotta.
Yeah, do that, Megan.
Hello.
Hi, is that Megan?
Hello, is this Ryan?
It is. I'm with Tony. Have I pronounced your name correctly?
Yeah, you have.
Oh, you fucking love to see that, don't you?
We always get it wrong. We always say Megan. I love to see that.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad we got it right.
You can say my name however you want. I have heard it all sorts of different ways, so I will respond to whatever.
Some cold water to the top studio. Please.
I approve that.
Will you approve this podcast?
I do approve this podcast. Yeah. Hey, it's Megan from Iowa, and I approve this podcast.
I don't know how to say this without being a dick.
Oh, here we go. How all great conversations begin.
But coming up today, this show is a video show as well, by the way, if you want to watch it on the Spotify app. After the success of Tony's stand-up paddleboard career, we have...
Whoa, you are such an asshole.
I said I didn't know how to say it without sounding like a dick.
Or as if that fucking made the cut. After the success of Tony's stand-up paddleboard career...
Well, do you want me to say after the brutal failure...
Why does it have to be after anything?
It's a great question. Isn't everything after something?
But you didn't, if that's assumed.
All right, coming up today, Tony has a new sport and coach.
A new sport.
Is that fair to say?
Well, it's not really a sport.
Got a new coach, though.
Yeah.
For a sporting-ish endeavor, for a physical endeavor.
Oh, God, you really... Done a good job at that.
Just before we hit record, Tony was saying how funny he's making virgin jokes. Is that that's classic high school fucking put down, isn't it?
Well, it's one of the so I feel like I need to give context a little bit.
We're about to talk about your first time.
Yeah,
your
and
first time.
It's like, you know, when you think about all the things that you would like say in a shit way to your mates at school, like, oh
good one, you virgin.
Yeah, like, what are you, a virgin? But it's like crazy that you would think back to saying that now as an adult when you go, well, that doesn't matter at all.
Do you reckon we should all, the three of us, as a challenge over the next week, just insult someone randomly and call them a virgin who's clearly, you know, in their 30s and not.
But can we just do it between the three of us? Like, see if we can actually just, like, slam on each other.
Yeah.
That's probably a safer bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. It's weird, though, when you think about the things that you would, like, say as a kid that or, like, think or worry about. I mean, and I'm a classic worrier. But, you know, when you're at school and you're like, oh, my God, like, I don't have hair on my legs yet, or like I don't have pubic hair yet, or like whatever the thing was, and then you just go, fuck, I wish I could go back to when I didn't have any pubic hair.
I was going to say, I was like, surely. Oh,
I wish I didn't have to fucking worry about
I'll
leg hair.
I'll tease you for having smooth
legs.
Like, this sounds fair. I pay money to get that now.
Yeah, like, you know, who hasn't wished that?
Because, like, you know how there's that unfair thing that, like, if a guy hooks up with a few people, they're like...
A stud,
but if a girl does it, they're like a slut.
Yeah.
So where does that land with the whole, like, teasing someone for being a virgin?
But that's the thing, like, so you make someone fun of...
Which one do you want?
But that's the thing, you make fun of someone for being a virgin, but then you also are like, ew, are you sleeping with lots of... Like, you can't win.
You're allowed to have sex one time and either side, none, or between two and affinity, bad.
Fucked. Yeah.
Literally.
And I think that we've just solved world peace.
Yeah.
Because you actually can't win whether you're doing something heaps or doing something not at all. Yep. You're a fuckhead. You know what I mean? Like, you actually cannot win. You know that this is really getting off topic, but you know that saying, it's like, I think it was like Dita Von Teese or Tess or whatever her name is. And she says, like, I never know whether it's Teese or Tess. Teese. Is it Teese? And she said, like, you could be the ripest, juiciest peach and there'll still be someone who doesn't like peaches.
Yeah.
I try and remind myself of that.
You are a juicy peach, though.
But, like, you could be the best at something and someone will still go, well, I don't like that thing.
Well, you're one of the best at podcasting and you hate podcasts.
There you go.
You're someone else's not peach.
Thank you. You're my peach.
Thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of losing your virginity.
Yeah. Atafa.
You want to lose yours now? Sorry. You've already lost it.
Have I?
You're about to be a dad, so.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And you're married, so obviously, you know, after marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. the years before, not quite. But Atafa has sent through the weirdest first time ever. Now, they've asked to be kept anonymous.
Yep, fair enough.
To remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
What did I tried to say?
To be kept and remain anonymous. No, yeah. That's okay. To that's all right.
They've
you're
been
still
asked
my
to be
juicy.
Kept Romanian.
Still a peach to me.
Thank you, sweetheart. So this Tafa says, the weirdest first time ever. And I want you to think about your first time because it's always a little bit awkward and you don't really know what you're doing and there's like this expectation and you're like, can't wait to tell the kids, I'm not a virgin, but I only did it once, I'm not slutty. So you're like, there's a lot of like pressure.
Yep.
My dad and his mate, says this Tapa, decided to go to a sports bar to watch a football game.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, what a perfect opportunity to invite a boy around because that the coast is clear.
Dad's out of the house. Yep.
So this guy invites a boy over and they're in high school.
Uh-huh.
And before I read this next sentence, I just want to really make sure everyone knows that I'm just reading what he said.
Okay.
And this is not an editorial.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We were on the couch in a spooning position and he was smashing my back doors in and I was loving it sick.
Good for you.
That's not – when I think of first time I think of like slow,
awkward.
Pain, awkward.
So am I allowed to –
Oh, it's my first time. He smashed me back doors in. How fucking good is this?
No. Not at all. Mine was in my in my room.
Yep.
The lights were on.
Oh.
Yep. Very flattering. Yep. I was feeling confident.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that my mum was like in the next room in the house at the very least.
So you're trying to keep it quiet.
So you're trying to be quiet. I'm pretty sure that like
just put it in her.
Well, I think it was kind of like, oh, is it, you know,
is
like
it, is it?
Is it, oh, how's that supposed to feel?
Yep.
And then I'm pretty sure that it was like a creaky bed. So we're kind of like, you kind of do like one thing, then you'd be like, oh. And then you try and go, you know.
I lived in a share house and I had a really, really creaky bed and it just.
In it, did you ever do like on a creaky bed, you go the other way?
Yep, the other way or just like.
Because it doesn't creak side to side, but it creaks like up and back.
Or get a pillow and just. On the ground.
The ground,
anything to avoid that fucked frame.
Oh, literally. Yeah. No, so I definitely don't. I imagined that it would be this like amazing moment that I like in my life would go.
Well, we've watched American teen movies. We assume it's.
That's the thing. Like, you know, in American Pie.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring up American Pie twice in one week.
Whoa.
But like they all go, we're going to have sex on prom night together or whatever. You think it's going to be like. This like perfect, and it isn't like it's. But I definitely don't.
Wouldn't use the term "smash my back doors in,"
and also wouldn't. Was loving it. It was awkward and shit. And you're like, oh my god, my body's weird, and I don't really, you know, it's weird.
I was loving it sick until we heard a click from the external door that leads directly into the lounge room.
The lounge room. Oh, and so there's nowhere to hide because you're in the fuck on the couch. Oh, my God.
The click was the door unlocking and my dad and his mate walked in. I grab the blanket and throw it over us and we just pretend we're watching TV.
While he's still inside you.
Yeah.
The dick's in the bum.
The
dick's in the bum. And the dick's in the bum and the silver spoon. Little
Pompous man on the moon. Turns out the bar had to close early and Dad and his mate came back to our place to watch the game.
So the dick's in the bum.
Yep.
They're on the couch.
Spooning position.
They're not like, they're not able to move.
Blanket's thrown over and they're both like froze.
Yeah.
They sit down on the sofa opposite us and I'm panicking. And I don't know what to do.
I'm panicking. I wasn't even there. And it was probably many years ago. Fuck.
The boy has gone real quiet. The other one.
Yeah.
We're both still very aware that he is still inside of me.
Yeah.
Even to the point where he was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then like a cough when you, and then like when the guy in the front coughs, the guy in the back's like, oh. Because, you know, it's a...
Of course. Yeah.
I start to slowly ease myself forward, hoping no one will notice. But as I do that, he pushes himself forward and there's an audible gasp. Then I feel it.
The cum.
That warm feeling in my manhole. Again, his words. It turns out that the fear of being caught really turns him on. You know how that's a thing for some people?
Yeah, well, like when you hear about people saying like, oh, yeah, we like have sex in public because it's like the thrill of the, yeah.
We spend about 10 minutes. But
this just feels like a really, like, I don't want to say adult because that makes me sound like 100-year-old. No, this sounds like quite a, like, the thrill of being caught. Really, like, I just didn't even know what any of that was.
Well, I don't know if it was the other guy's first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe, well, but yeah, he but feels you know like what I he's mean? Been here before.
This
thrill
feels
of getting
like
caught doesn't associate with first-time nerves.
No, not at all.
We spend about 10 minutes, but it feels like a lifetime, him trying to slip out of me and we sneak into some underwear and then leave the room pretending like nothing ever happened.
Sneak into some underwear. So you're ruffling under the covers. Yep. Like there's no way that...
Your dad is mate, watching the game.
Yeah. Is there things like from when you're a teenager where at the time you're like, my mum has no idea, and then thinking back you're like, she 100% knew, like maybe you like had a few drinks and she wasn't like you weren't supposed to, or you were underage, or like, I don't know, maybe you smoked a little bit of jazz cabbage and you went, my mum will, you know, my mum will never know, like a bit of the devil's lettuce, you know?
So, first of all, my mum listens to this podcast.
Oh, hi, Mandy. You would never do that.
Second of all, so I reckon one, I used to have this like contraption. It wasn't braces, but it was like this thing in with my teeth.
Like a plate or something?
Oh, it's really hard to explain, but basically I had an overbite and this thing kind of like pushed my bottom jaw out.
Oh, like the elastics in the back?
Yeah. And so when I got it put in every night, we had to like tighten it one thing. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What are you?
So your mum had to do it, like you couldn't do it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the tighten this thing. And I went out and I was probably like
15, 16.
And I reckon I'd had two or three Jim Beam and colas, you know?
Naughty boy.
It's like, oh, if there's, we'll get a 10 pack, there's four of us.
You yeah. Because like, all you had was the 10 bucks you'd scraped together or something. Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to go home and mum has to literally put her hand in my
mouth.
I know what I'll do. I'll brush my teeth and she'll never know.
Oh.
And, of course, you walk in, your whole person smelling like bourbon, and even just the fact that you rushed in and went, I'm just going to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, obviously something's going on there. I also, our house was like a place where a lot of people crashed.
Yeah.
So more than probably 10 times in high school, there would have been 10-plus people. Like
sprawled
three in my
through
bed,
the
two
house.
On the floor,
yeah.
A few in the lounge room.
Yeah.
People staying over all the time. And then... And sometimes mum was chill, and then other, like with specific people, she's like, oh, but she can't sleep in your room.
Oh, Mandy.
I was like, what does she think about that person?
No, it's more, what does she think about you?
Excuse me?
I think that she knew who the perpetrator was. She knew who the little troublemaker was.
So my mate, Hannah, used to stay a fair bit.
Yeah.
She used to
sleep
over.
Did you finger her?
No, I didn't.
You absolutely did.
No, I fucking didn't.
Look at that little smile.
I don't know how to say this without being weird.
She was just a friend.
Yeah. But like.
No attraction there.
No.
Oh, no attraction to you. She wasn't interested.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
but anyway, so then this other girl stays over like another week, and then mum walks in the morning and goes, oh, hey, Hannah, I didn't realise you were staying.
Oh, mum!
And I was like, this is Ginny.
Ginny? Yeah. I bet you were touching her on the Ginny.
She listens to this podcast, Ginny, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, Ginny, get your Ginny ready. Sorry, Ginny.
Hope you're doing well, Ginny. Hope you're doing well. Actually, maybe it was. But yeah, mum definitely like blurted out the wrong name. I was like, for fuck's sake.
God, you're like, that's supposed to be me, not you, mum.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
Anyway,
this
sorry.
This calf has left a note.
Oh, yep.
Okay, so anyway, that was my romantic first time. Now, I'm just going to read this sentence.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it's getting at. I don't know if it's referring to a story. P.S. Tony, I'm sure you understand the thrill of being caught, like letting your neighbours jerk off in the apartment building when you're getting plowed. Have a nice day.
What?
What?
Do they mean, do you remember when I told,
I don't know what they mean.
Do you remember when I told that story about hearing that other people have, this was like 2 years ago, yeah. That the other people were having sex and that.
That turned you on a little
that
bit.
That then Torbs and I.
Yeah, well, we
went
up
to our bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said, Tony, I know you understand the thrill of it, letting your neighbours jerk off listening to you get plowed. And even though it's plowed is fucking.
Plowed is a bit strong. I don't think that they're talking about me. They must be thinking about another podcast. Because that's not me. I didn't, haven't done that. I haven't even told a story about
even
that.
Even the word plowed is aggressive, isn't
it? Does
this
person know where I live? They're listening secretly.
I hope not.
Well, me too.
Might
shut that door when I get home. Shut my back door, but not even know what I was saying.
What I want to do is
have sex with me.
No, it was finger Hannah. No, what I want to do
on a plane
is say, like, I'd love to hear some other, like, not in a gross graphic way, but in like a fun, silly, wasn't it awkward?
Yeah,
about like your
like
first
mine
time.
Is a bit pretty awkward and weird.
Yeah. But I obviously understand that, like. You know, it's a bit of a, not taboo subject, but not something you might want to put your name to.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say is
that
use the confessions tab.
Oh.
Even if you put in the confessions tab and write, oh, this isn't a confession, this is just a first.
Is there like a subject?
Anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe in the subject if you can write like Tony, virginity story or something.
Because if you've got a, if you want to leave a comment, by all means, we can leave your name out of the pod. But
I'd if love you feel to hear more comfortable.
You're awkward, silly, 100%. I didn't know what I was doing. Is it in yet? Oh, no.
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 No. Oh, no.
Now?
Still no. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Megan from Iowa, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. All levels.
All tarpers.
All tarpers. Your names will be coming up across the bottom. If you haven't seen yours yet, it's coming. It just takes quite a while to, scroll through everyone. Katrine Auer, thank you so much. Mimi Hatara, Kelly Meyer, Ina Oden Oesterbo, Megan Johnson, and Marila. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. We fucking love to see it.
Tomorrow in Sydney.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
White shirt, black pants.
We're singing I Still Call Australia Home, just the last three lines. It's not an April Fool's joke.
No.
Come
we
on
don't
down.
Do pranks.
We will be filming Tony singing this song, so we need like a backing choir.
Mm-hmm. For the hero. It's going to be like the last part of it.
Yeah.
It's so it's sick. Huge.
Sydney Opera House tomorrow, 9 a.m.
I have found myself in a situation where I was trying to be quite normal and impress somebody new. And it didn't go it didn't go the way that I hoped.
Did you try a bit too hard? Because, sometimes I call you out when you're like, when we're like at a shop.
And I'm
you're
being
like
too nice.
Too nice?
Mm-hmm.
Like aggressively nice? And I'm like, hey, it's cool.
No.
Is there a bit of that? Like you want them to like you, then you, like I get it.
Yeah. It was probably more that I let my guard down a bit too much.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need to keep your guard up, mate.
Yeah, and I maybe should have like, composed myself a bit more. So... I've just started going to a new trainer.
Personal trainer?
Personal trainer.
Ooh.
But he's like a coach. So he doesn't only do PT, he kind of does like the food stuff and he kind of like all inclusive. His name's Matty Boland and he's
Boland.
A great guy. I really, really like him.
Is he related to our mate
Scott Boland? Steve Boland. Yeah. Both of them. The twins. The thing is, though, that, like, I'm obviously not, like, what you would expect, the kind of person you would run into in the gym, maybe. Because I'm, like, not – I'm, like, a swimmer. I'm, like, a water girl.
You're wet for life.
Yeah, I'm wet for life. And I think that – actually, I'm probably the only person that is, like, perpetuating that I feel like, oh, I don't really belong in a gym. But I do because everybody can go to the gym. But I feel quite out of place because I'm like, oh, I don't – that gym anxiety thing. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Don't really know. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start going to this guy because he's going to show me everything that I need to know.
Just on the gym anxiety.
Yep.
My number two rule of life, because I saw this massive guy going for a run, like a slow jog.
In the gym.
He was on a treadmill or something. And like he was struggling. He's like very big guy. And I remember someone kind of kind of gave him a look or something.
Mm.
And I was like,
he's in here.
He's at the gym, mate. If you saw a massive guy like stuffing their face or whatever, still no, but like,
I mean, people have to eat, but yeah.
I get it, sort of. Like, you're a dick, but whatever. But I'm like, he's doing the thing.
Yeah.
So you don't, nah. And I actually think, like, you're already fit. Why are you here?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You've already lost that. You already look good. You don't need to be here. And then someone goes, yeah, but once you get fit, you need to, like, stay
keep
fit.
Doing it. You go, well, I'm not interested in that. Yeah. And I think you're, like, but it's still the anxiety that someone is going to be a cock and that you're going to be trying to do something and they'll, like, have you seen those nasty TikToks and they're people, like, filming other people in the gym being like, they don't know what they're doing? Mm. That is so
those
fucking
those people need
awful.
To get a life.
Like, that's real. That's actual bullying.
Yeah.
Like, that is really awful. Yep. Anyway. And so I think I'd built it up in my head what it was going to be like. And the other thing is that he was recommended to me by an actual Olympian.
Who?
Georgie Parker.
Oh, righto, yeah.
So my
who
friend
was a part of the Matildas? Hockey Roos? Oh, Kookaburras?
Yeah, whichever one it is. Don't tell her I don't know.
Hockey Roos.
But so she, yeah, Georgie Parker, she's
so
like
Olympian approved.
So she was going to this guy, Maddie, and she shared it on her story a couple of times. And then another mutual friend, Ash London, who is from radio in Australia, I've met her, I've made a video with her a little while ago, and she started posting that she was going to him as well.
It's a sign.
And I messaged Georgie. We've spoken a lot.
Dot comrades. Yep.
And I was like, hey, what's this guy's deal? Like, I've seen him around a bit. Like, what's going on? And she goes, Maddie is the best. Like, you will absolutely love him. And I was like, okay, you are a literal Olympian.
Yep.
Like, I actually don't think that this is for me.
Is she a bit like jacked?
Well, yeah. Like she's strong, like right? svelte as.
Yeah.
So she was in the fucking Olympics.
So did you rock up to this
she
guy and go,
she was in the fucking Olympics.
I'll take the Georgie, thanks.
Yeah. And he goes, we might work up to the Georgie Parker.
Is this like a menu?
Yeah.
I'll go the Brad Pitt Fight Club. Is that, how much is that one?
How much is that one? How long do you reckon that would take? And he goes, we've got a 12-month waiting list on that one.
Okay, righto.
So she was in the Olympics and then she played for AFLW as well. And so she's kind of like, he's absolutely awesome. You'll love it. And I was like, you can understand my hesitation. You are an actual Olympian. Yep. Anyway, I was really intimidated, but I rang this guy, Maddie, on the phone and I was like, hey, bro, like, I don't really know what I'm after, blah, blah, blah. He was the nicest person. He goes, mate, first one's on me. Come down to the gym. Just try it out. If we get along and I think I can help you and you think I can help you, then, like, we'll do it. And I was like, okay, that's a good start.
I actually like that because the commit, like, am I signing up for 12 months? Am I doing a thing? Do I commit to the plan? Mate, come down. Let's do a thing. I like that.
And also with like a trainer, you kind of like, if you don't get along, you're never going to go because you're always going to go, he's such a cock or she's really bitchy or she doesn't pay a lot of attention or she's not really doing what I want or whatever.
And because 95% of personal trainers are fuckwits. You never know what you're going to get.
You just,
the law of averages, like.
It's just one of those things. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a numbers game.
All over my, I don't know what I've been Googling, but my algorithm.
Is that at the moment?
Yeah.
But I just was really scared about like taking it because I didn't want to go somewhere, pay the, you know, however much it is per session or whatever. And then you go, well, I've signed up to this. And then you feel guilty about not wanting to go as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm there. It's like this brand new gym, gorgeous gym. And it's like pretty quiet except for there's a bunch of like probably six guys doing like a circuit thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all like pretty jacked dudes. And I'm standing there and I'm in my like dorky little active wear and my little shoes and I'm just like trying to, you know, do my best.
Hey, guys.
And one of the guys, I think it was the head of like who was running the circuit, had like his dog with him in the gym. And the dog was like chill and it was just sitting down. And it was quite a like playful dog though. I think it might have been like a Kelpie, a bit like your dog BJ.
Yeah.
And the guy who owned the dog was just like throwing the ball every now and then and it would come back and it would sit down for a bit and then they'd throw the ball again, whatever. Anyway, so like I meet Maddie and we're having a great chat and we're kind of, he's like, what we'll do today is we'll just kind of run through some tests to like see where you're at and then I'll figure out what we need to do.
Where were you at?
Well, I was doing awesome.
Yeah. I just know that we've both come off COVID and we've both been pieces of shit for a few weeks.
Well, so the COVID thing, right?
The fact you leaned in, I would have trained for a month before I went to the one session.
Yeah. like clean your house before the cleaning comes. Yeah. So obviously I get puffed really easily at the moment because I've just had COVID.
That's what I mean.
And he was really nice about it and was like, oh, no, have a rest, have some water. And like in the middle of the gym, there's like, you know those like box jump step things?
Yep.
There's like a whole row of those. And he was like sitting down on there and I had like my water bottle and my towel sitting there. And like every time he's like, cool, have a rest. I'm like wiping sweat off myself. Yep. Like just, I'm a hot mess. I'm like having a sip, wiping all this water off. So like I'm, you know, 10 minutes into a 45 minute session, my towel is drenched and I'm like disgusting. Anyway, and we're having kind of a rest and he was like, oh, yep, like have some water, whatever. And the guy with the...
Oh, God.
We're like chatting about his other clients. They're all like AFL superstars.
Great.
The Olympian. I'm trying to act cool. Yep. He's like, so what do you do for work? I'm like, sit down, pretty much is what my job description. Yep. We're between sets. I'm having some water. Maddie's sitting in front of me on the step and he's like... looking the other way and the owner of the dog picks up the ball and throws the ball for the dog and there's like a little bit of commotion, everyone's kind of looking over and I was staring right at it. He threw the ball into someone else's face. Someone who like wasn't part of the circuit, who was just like in the gym, he kind of tossed the ball behind him.
And it slams him in the face.
And it hits him in the face.
Fuck.
I am mid-sip.
Oh, God.
And it was so fucking funny that I spewed water all over Maddie. All over my new trainer, who I'm trying to impress.
Yeah.
Who's got all these Olympic fucking athlete fucking clients.
How much are we talking here? Like a full
mouthful? A mouthful.
Yeah.
A mouthful of water.
Did he see what happened with the dog?
No.
Did he hear a commotion?
So he kind of went to look behind him, but it had already happened.
Yeah.
And as he went to look, I sprayed him with water and then I start to, like, you've never.
So what do you do? What do you do then?
Well, you've never seen more water in your life. It's like fucking waterfall on this guy, this poor guy, and it's like all over his fancy activewear.
Oh, of course.
And immediately I'm like, I have to fix this.
No, so no, I, no, 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 no. He's a fucking grown man. It's only water. Fuck, fuck.
So I picked up my stinky gym towel.
No, that's so much worse.
And tried to like dab at the water.
Pat him down?
Yeah, my stinky towel
and
his fancy activewear.
You're wiping your body juice on his fancy clothes.
But whilst trying to wipe my body juice off him.
But
because my fucking spit was all over him and I wanted to replace it with my sweat. Like, why is that better?
It's not better. It's significantly worse. The water hasn't at least gone into you yet. Like, it's just, you know, like a few dabs of saliva, sure, but.
And he's like playing. I was like, oh my God. I was really embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he played it cool. Like, he was just like, it's just water, bro. Like, don't worry about it.
Why didn't you reciprocate his coolness by you being cool?
Because, okay, let me run you through the scenario. I spew water on someone and then dab at it, right?
Yeah.
That's not great.
No.
I spew water on someone and I stand there and go, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm
what's
so sorry.
What's the alternative?
Oh, but just knowing, like, he would have gone, it's fine. And you would have been like, no, that's fine.
I was just like, oh, my. And I was trying not to laugh because this guy just got hit in the face with the balls. Hilarious. It was so funny.
Other people pissing themselves?
No.
Okay.
Just me.
And were you still sort of laughing or as soon as you spat, it just brought you right back?
No. So as soon as I spat, I started laughing because I was embarrassed and I was trying to like redeem the situation. And I was just like, Maddie, I'm so sorry. And I'm like trying to dab my fucking saliva off his beautiful activewear. And he was just like, oh, it's fine. It's just water.
So just to go back a few steps.
Yeah.
Here's the line for me.
Yeah.
This one's on me, literally.
Yeah.
If I like you and you like me, maybe we'll see if this can work. So it's very much
it's
like a first date.
It's a trial.
It's a probation. Am I going to get along with this person? Is it all good? Do you think at this stage, you're like, he's not going to He goes, hey, mate, I do Olympians and non-spitters. Mm. I think we just enjoy the day, shake hands, and all the best with your journey. Are you thinking this is the end of the relationship?
Well, I'm kind of like, all right, I've screwed up my first chance. You only get one shot of the first impression kind of thing.
Yep. And I spat it on his
and
clothes.
And I've literally a mouthful of water all over him.
Yeah.
And I
where,
was like,
where on his body?
So I was standing and he was sitting down. So it was all over his chest and his shoulders.
Say all over his chest again.
All over his chest.
Okay, but it wasn't like on like below the waist.
No. And so when I was dabbing him, it was kind of like his shoulders
strong?
Kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, he looks strong. He's like
and did he,
he's a great guy. He's a really great guy.
And did he notice that you were like dabbing but like kind of touching? Like
No. I was like I very specifically was like dabbing softly, like quickly, not like
like rubbing his person.
No. Okay. So I then, like, we kept going and I was like, I'm so sorry. He was like, bro, it's fine. It's just water. It doesn't matter. And he was kind of laughing, but probably more to try and, like, make me feel better.
Yeah.
And then we went on with the rest of the session and then afterwards he texts me and he was like, how are you feeling? Like, did you like it? What do you want to move forward? And I was like, do you want to move forward? Like, whatever. And then Georgie texts me and was like, how did you go? Did you absolutely love him? Was he great? And I went, did he tell you about House?
I thought she was going to message you. I heard.
I was like, obviously the headline from him to her would have been me spewing all over him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She the one that spits on everyone. Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
So how did it go?
It was really good. And yeah, we are going to work together.
Is he giving you the recipe for this juice?
Yeah, I actually, yeah. So I've just made this little smoothie as per his recommendation.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's great though. Yeah. Matty Boland. He's a great guy. I really, really like him and I'm so embarrassed that I spat on him. Like of all the people I've spat on, like it was had to be the guy that I actually wanted to.
How many people do you reckon you have spat on?
He'd be top five.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm almost 30.
Yeah, that's one spit every 6 years.
Quick maths, I like that. I just wanted him to think I was cool.
And how'd that go for you?
Oh, well, when was the last time you spewed on someone?
Couldn't think of a time in the last fortnight.
Yeah. You know, no, I have.
Fire out. All right. Let's do what you love to see it. What have I got here? Hopefully it's better than my one yesterday. Oh, you know how they say like, and they should say, don't Google, like, your medical symptoms.
Oh, like, my God.
He's like, nothing good can come from this.
I literally think that doesn't matter what you type in, it says brain tumour.
What does this mean?
Brain tumour. Every time I've ever typed something in, it's like, oh, well, it could be this, it could be this, it also could be a brain tumour. I'm like,
my love to see it is Dr. Google has actually nailed it. To the point where I've
you do have a brain tumour?
I didn't say brain tumour. Sat back from the computer and went,
that's it. That's bang on.
You've nailed that. So when I've been playing basketball, I've been getting a bit like tight in like the lower calves and the like
Achilles. Do you need a coach?
Yeah, maybe I need a coach.
Yeah.
And so I was just Googling to like maybe find some stretches or some blah, blah, blah.
What did you say, your lower Achilles?
Top high Achilles, lower calf. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Do you have Achilles tendonitis? That's very serious.
I reckon I do. And then let me read this sentence.
I'm a doctor.
Dr. Google. Dr. Google Lodge. Achilles tendonitis.
Sorry to fuck your punchline. I didn't know that was what was coming.
Don't worry, mate. There's plenty more where this came from.
Okay.
Because, no, but that's the... What I went... Because you know how you Google stuff and you go, oh, that doesn't seem right. It's clearly not.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm just looking for... For all I know, it's like, hey, if you just stretch like this for a little bit, it's going to make it a bit easier. Obviously, I'm not going to fix it, but like, I'm just
looking. Or if you do it like a couple of minutes every day, it'll kind of like cumulative. Yeah,
or
like,
sometimes like, is this an ice or a heat?
Oh.
You know, like.
Yeah. I'm so easily impressed.
And
Ooh.
So there's a bunch of different ways you can get Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah, my mum had it. It's not what killed her, but that was the brain tumor. Yeah.
But was it though?
That we were just.
She goes, we've got tight calves, and they goes, you've got a brain tumor.
She goes, it could be Achilles tendonitis, it could be a brain tumor, and two out of two.
It can be caused for a lot of things, and one of them says, and let me just read from Dr. Google, which I think was like Mayo Clinic or some weird website, can be common in middle-aged men who don't exercise as often as they used to. The Achilles and the calves can experience flare-ups during random exercise, such as irregular weekend basketball games. And the reason I was Googling this is because I played a random basketball game on Sunday afternoon in East Brunswick, and I was just like, has Dr. Google just not fucking nailed me to the wall right there? Like, I was like, well, this must be it. And then it literally said,
I'm shooketh.
Right? And so it's like a lower calf, but then it goes, for example, if you push this one spot in your foot, you won't have felt pain there, but as soon as you touch this one specific spot, you'll feel it, and that's what's like triggered the
and
pain.
And did you do it?
Yeah, and I was like,
one was fine, one sent you through the roof?
Yeah. I was like, Dr. fucking, you've got the bad rap. And probably deservedly so.
Yeah.
But on this one occasion.
You've nailed it.
And I love to see it.
I love to see that I guess that you had Achilles tendonitis. Yeah.
The downside of this story is I have Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah, well, it's really serious. Yeah.
But, I mean, Dr. Google, am I
right? Yeah, because you, yeah, it's like really, can be really bad.
We just got to be on, get on top of it.
I mean, you're so young that it's probably good.
Thank you.
You know, my mum realised she had it when she was 50.
Right.
You know, like, so that's 20 extra years on top of you of, like, either not dealing with it at the right time, whatever.
I just need to, like, stretch and do some stuff.
So she couldn't wear flat shoes. Like, she could not wear anything flat because it would, like, literally, what's the word?
Hurt?
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
I have
like she couldn't. She couldn't walk in flat shoes.
So your mum and I, we now wear heels exclusively.
Yeah, she had to wear like sandals with little, which is a quite mum thing to do anyway. Yeah.
Oh, but a bit of a heel.
Yeah, all of her sandals had like a little heel.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why all people do it, but that was for her.
And they said walking up hills and anything with an incline.
Yeah.
So you want to like go the opposite way.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. What's your life statement?
Also health related, Brittany Pond sent this through on Patreon and I fucking love to see it.
Yep.
She said, I have a love to see it for you. My boyfriend's old roommate has a service dog that they've trained on their own. So you know how you can like adopt like seeing eye dogs and helper dogs and stuff and you kind of like get them to a certain point and then they go off and train
how
them.
How did you bring them into the house and then let them go?
I have no idea. It's the same with like fostering dogs or children or what, like I do not know how you, because you obviously can afford your connection because you're caring for something
incredible
that
people.
Needs, like I just don't know how people do it.
Would you... now Pippa has grown up, would you like, could you imagine if she was like ready for service now?
Nah.
And then have to take her away?
No.
You'd be a shell.
I couldn't do it. But I mean, is it different because do you,
you know,
do you go into it differently and you go, I can't fall in love because it is, you know, like.
Well, it's better to be, to
loved and to
lost
have lost and never loved, loved at all. Beautiful. Brittany says she isn't completely trained as a service dog, but has helped that in, but has helped in numerous situations. They had a friend come over, and the dog started getting really upset.
Oh.
Then the friend had a seizure.
Oh. Was the friend like a seizure haver?
No, I think it was the first time that they'd ever had one because it can happen quite like late in life.
Yeah, okay.
This happened on two occasions and notifying about seizures can't be taught. Like a dog has to like intrinsically know what's kind of coming. The dog has to learn it on their own. So it's amazing that she has done so much. She's only a year and a half old.
Oh, my God.
So she's predicted 3 seizures now and that will actually, like, change some... Like, that dog will change someone's life.
Isn't that when you they can, like, lie down because they can sense you're about to, like, fall?
Yeah, so it's like if the dog starts getting stressed and they go, okay, like, get you on the floor, like, take your glasses off, like, make sure there's nothing around you or, you know, or if you were, like, walking across the street, make sure that you're in a safe spot, whatever.
We don't deserve dogs.
Honestly, but the fact that that can't be taught, but that dog is a year and a half old. I'm 29. I can't do shit.
Yeah, you're fucking useless.
I am shocking. And this dog's 1.5.
Apparently that dog can also drink water and swallow it without spitting it all over someone.
Yeah, someone they were trying to impress. Anyway, so Brittany, thank you so much for sending that through.
Sick,
you do love to see that.
I'm
honestly gobsmacked. That is so incredible.
Yeah. Fuck, how good are dogs?
So good.
Okay, on Monday, we're talking about a vicious rumour.
Oh, what?
A vicious rumour has spread about me and I need to address it.
About you?
Yep.
Oh.
I saw it on the internet.
Daily Mail. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news.
If you haven't heard, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll break it down and explain.
I don't want to wait till Monday for that.
Well, you're busy filming I Still Call Australia Home tomorrow, mate.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
Weekend.
True.
You got a big weekend. But that's on Monday.
Amazing.
We'll chat to you then.
Love you. Bye.